there in the Wonderland. I thought old Stunt Chicken would come through here and give you a little diary entry of one of my dreams I had here, waking up here about 3 hours ago from it. And I actually did it on Facebook. I thought I'd do it here, give a little more in detail. The dream's called A Shortcut That Turned Into Remnants of an Abandoned Mine Site. So in the dream, I'm trying to find the shortcut access to the site of my property. And for whatever reason, I'm trying to make an access way to get from the side of my property onto, I guess, like an access street. And there was a serious reason why in the dream why I was trying to do this. And someone was trying to help me in the dream, maybe a neighbor or a friend or something. So I'm like surveying the exit from the exterior perimeter of the gravel road. And I'm asking questions to someone who can be a possible neighbor or a friend. I don't recognize the person in the dream. But as I start walking down my easement, my easement's about, I don't know, a quarter mile, but in the dream it's a lot longer, and the layout's a little bit differently, but it's somewhat familiar in my dream. I can still see it in my mind. And as we're talking about it, I'm noticing like this small like deer trail that goes down into like a valley, and I could see that the trail goes for quite a way as far as I can see. And so I'm starting to go down this trail, and he's like behind me, and he calls back to me. He goes, "Hey man, we should mark this trail, you know, so we don't like forget where we're at." And for whatever reason in this dream, I'm carrying this black pillow, which is strange because I have this black pillow that's in my barn that I gave my friend Craig when he had to stay in the barn. That's a whole other story, but so I'm holding this exact same pillow in this dream. And so we lay it down in the trail, and that's when the person turns from someone who I don't recognize to Craig. And so now we're walking down this trail, and this is where it gets really strange, because in the dream I realize that the trail is surrounded by mining equipment, like old carts and tools. I mean, old mining equipment from like the 40s and 50s type of era. But what's strange about the mining equipment, it's fossilized, and it has like a really shiny gray stone to it. It's the shape of whatever it is, like a mining cart, but it's fossilized rock. And it can no longer, you try to like touch it or push it, it's no longer, it's a stone. It's strange. And so we're continuing along, and I notice all that, but it doesn't really, I mention it to Craig, and it doesn't really faze him, and I'm more amazed by it. And I'm like looking at this stuff as we're trying to like discover the shortcut. And now in this dream, we're no longer, I think, in the dream really discovering a shortcut really anymore at this point, because you know, we come up to this canyon bed, and it's like on this rock cliff, and there's this old fossilized, like everything's fossilized, Chevy truck with like this utility bed on it. And the strangest part about it is like this hood has the shape of a horse. I mean, it actually is an old horse, like as if the whole vehicle itself and the horse that was attached to it, because they turned the front of it into a horse to pull the truck to move whatever, and the whole thing became fossilized, and the reins were coming out of the horse's mouth, and it's like part of the truck. And that was really strange about the dream. And so I'm like looking this truck over, and I'm like, this is really, really weird. And like Craig's like doing something else. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but we're like hanging out in this vicinity by this truck. And I'm so infatuated with what I've got going on, I don't even realize what he's doing. So I go over to the passenger side of the truck, and there's like this huge like rag type of like canvas covering the window as if it was busted out or it's rolled down. You can't see, and it's kind of like just barely moving just a little bit, but the door is just barely ajar, maybe by like an inch. And I could, and I notice like the detail of the door. The corner of the door is rusted, so that part's not fossilized anymore, which I thought was strange. And then below that, I noticed that there's this exhaust manifold that's just laying there, like parts and shit everywhere. So I pick that up because that's the smallest thing you can pick up that's fossilized. I'm looking at it, and it's completely fossilized in stone. And I'm trying to look inside the manifold, but now it's filled with rock. Like the whole thing is fossilized. Even there's no hollow anything, because in exhaust there'd be hollow tubing. That's even solid rock fossilized. So I was like thinking, wow, this is really strange. And so I open the passenger door, and I noticed, and this is where it gets really scary. I noticed that I see this by the visor, the driver visor, where your rear view mirror is, there is this baby doll head. I am not joking, with the little rag flapping below its neck, like a rag mechanic's neck. And the baby doll's head would be like from a toy. It's just the head. And it's flapping. Its eyes are like moving like side to side, like a bobblehead or whatever. But it's like elevated just by itself. And you can't tell what's suspending itself to be there, because there's a mechanic rag below its neck, and it's flapping, and it's kind of just moving. And I'm like, when I first see that, I was like paralyzed in terror in my dream. I'm like, what in the heck? And it's like looking at me, like looking, it's blinking its eyes, like looking forward and turning to the right, looking at me. And so I'm like, hey, am I seeing this? I'm asking Craig, do you see what I see? Is this really real? And that's when he comes over from wherever he's doing and tries to look in the truck. And it's doing like this ghostly flapping with the rag, and all of a sudden it vaporizes into just the rag. The baby doll head like sinks below the rag, and now it's just the rag. And now the rag comes flying at us, like as if wind picks it up and flings right at us, and it comes like right in front of my chest onto the ground. And Craig didn't even have a chance really to look in there to see, so only I saw that. And then we see this rag on the ground, and I'm like, what the hell? And so, like, all of a sudden, I'm not scared anymore. And in the dream, I just, like, that's strange. I pick the rag up, I'm holding it, and it's, like, a different type of rag than I originally saw in the dream. So I just blew it off. So I throw it back into the truck towards the corner where the visor was. And in the dream, I'm thinking, well, whatever that was, it'll turn itself back into whatever it was. And I just close the door. And then so then we just keep walking and into like these cavern type of trails. And it's like half open caverns with really no ceiling. Some of the areas do have some dirt ceiling with posts holding it up. And we go into one of them and we see these axes that are like neatly stowed, like stacked up vertically, and they had like little numbers on the heads of the axe, like 110/1, and then like as the numbers get bigger, as the axes get bigger, as you can like pick your tools, and there's like 20 of them, like just in that one little area. And throughout this whole like a mine project, mind you, not there's all types of different types of weird tools and weird shit. But these axes are the only things that aren't fossilized. They're just like normal tools. That's what's weird about it. So then we decide that we're going to grab one of the smaller axes because they got really big. Like the selection, you grab the big daddy ones, like knockdown if you're a firefighter. But we decided to get the ones that were the smaller ones because those would be better weapons. So I carry two of them, which in the dream, I don't know why he doesn't grab them, but I grab one for him. And then so we start walking out into the open area of the cavern. And for some reason, we decide we see another pile of axes, and we like these ones as well. So now we grab two of those, and I'm carrying all four. And then in that dream, all of a sudden, my dog comes up to me on my left side of me, and the dreams just get weirder and weirder, you know what I mean? So in this dream, we're thinking, is that really your dog? Or is that just some type of weird wolf? Because my dog looks like a black wolf. And the dog comes up to me, and I pet the dog, and then has the same characteristics of my dog, how she's friendly and sweet. And then I go in the dream, no, that's Sadie, because she's sweet. This is actually my dog. Yeah, she's sweet. And I start petting the dog. And then Lego comes out of nowhere, my other dog. And then we're like, thinking for the safety of my animals, like, yeah, maybe we should just head back, because I don't want my animals to get lost. This is some weird area, you know. So in the dream, we start heading back, and within a few steps, I wake up. And boy, that was a wild dream, man. And to remember all those details, especially the baby's head in the cab of the horse utility truck. I mean, when I explained it, when I was writing that, in my diary on Facebook, there was hairs on the back of my neck, literally still standing up on the back of my neck, just thinking about that part of the dream, because it was pretty terrifying in the dream. But I was like traumatized in the dream, wanting to look at it, like wanting to prove to myself that I'm brave enough to keep looking at it, and that what I'm seeing isn't not real. You know what I mean? But yeah, I thought I would make a quick note of this. Write it down and call it in, because you can usually put more detail if, you know, when you write it on paper. Anyways, you guys take care. Enjoy.